Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant, responsive drive. It's not just electric. It's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota. Let's go places.
Hold on. Oh, that, maybe that's what we needed. Hold on. Give me something good. Give me something good
there's
with our Knicks.
There's a lot going on. Yes, there's a Knicks thing. But first, I want to put it this way. OKC just grabbed Gordon Hayward.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Miles Bridges not going anywhere. He's not moving.
Got it.
But the New York Knicks made a trade.
This is going to be a small one.
Do you want who they gave up, or do you want who they're getting back?
I want to know first. I want to know who they got, and then I will guess, and Sal will guess what they gave up. Who did they get? I'm guessing small.
From guard position, Detroit Pistons, Alec Burks.
All right, they got Burks.
God,
is there another
disgusting.
One?
Disgusting. Of course it's going to be Burks. The one guy I didn't want. Alec Burks.
This is getting better by the minute.
You want to
fight for
Bone
for Burks for 2 minutes next?
Purdy, one TD, three picks on Sunday.
All right, so we got Burks. Is there another one?
That's the move. That's who they get.
So far.
Okay, they were going to do that garbage.
Let's see. They did not.
Second round pick.
They did not give up Fournier. They're going to hold on to that.
Second round pick
they gave up.
They
did not give up. Well, they got to make some monies match here, so hold on. I don't think that if they parted with Grimes for Burks, I'd be stunned.
No way.
No. I don't think it's Fournier. I think it's like, you know, Sims. And it may have been a first round pick. One of the least desirable ones. What did they give up?
Two future second round picks.
Fantastic.
And?
Yeah.
Quentin Grimes.
Get the hell out of here.
Really?
Yeah. That's from Woj, not from me.
There you go.
Woj.
Grimes?
For Alec Burks.
You did not win the prize, my friend. That was not the deal.
What?
No, that was not the move to make. I'm sorry.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You want to tell me you bring in Alec Burks, it's fine, but you...
They gave up Grimes for Alec Burks? That's a stupid deal.
They still have all the first-round picks. Yeah. Grimes was not a piece of the future. Maybe no other deals to be had.
Alec Burks. Oh, my God.
I know that sounds lopsided. It's not as lopsided as some of you think.
You can't give up Quentin Grimes for Alec Burks.
We'll get back to it. 877-337-66.
Hold on.
What?
Oh,
boy.
Sorry.
This is one of those days. I love it.
Literally 2 seconds
ago. Let's go. Hit me.
The Pistons are trading
Quentin Grimes.
Bogdanovich to the Knicks, too.
Let's go. Now, that's a shooter right there.
Wait,
is that part of the same deal?
No. Evan Fournier and Malachi Flynn.
Who they flipped in from the Raptors.
Where are you getting this info from?
This is Woj. Okay. He literally just tweeted this 2 seconds ago.
They got two shooters. All right, my first reaction is they got two shooters. And every big move they want to make this summer is still there based on the draft equity. I've got to think a little bit more. Right now, I'm fine with what they did. 877-337-6666. Wow. BT and Sal on the fan.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
We got some Knicks breaking news here. The trade deadline active. All right, so here's what it all means.
Give the full trade here.
It is Grimes. It is Fournier's $19 million expiring deal. It is Malachi Flynn. It is Archie Diacono. It is 2 second-round picks for Bogdanovich from the Pistons, and Alec Burks coming back to the Knicks for 2.0.
Now, it's a lot more sense than what we heard initially as it was starting to trickle out.
Yes.
You can't give up Quentin Grimes for Alec Burks.
I was like, what? Well, no, it didn't make any sense. Now, you have to look at it this way. Once you play the Fournier card, there's no other move to make now because that's $19 million. The salaries have to match up. Unless they trade somebody that, like Mitch or somebody that nobody sees coming, I think they're done. And I don't think they would trade Mitch. They're done. What this does do is gives them the wiggle room. And this is what I was really pushing for, Sal, to pounce during the summer. This is a move. Anytime any one of our teams makes a trade, first thing I say is, did we get better? The answer is yes.
I don't think you can even, unequivocally, they got better. We wanted an upgrade over Quentin Grimes, and on the bench, both these guys do that.
Yep, and the second question I ask is, did they give too much in route to getting better? And the answer is no, which means Leon Rose, attaboy.
Well,
nice job. I like it.
I mean, I hate the idea of giving up Grimes for two guys who are, you know, going to be role bench players. I'd rather have that in a package for a... you know, a better player. Like, I wanted Murray. I'm not going to lie. That's the guy I wanted. I said it before. So I was hoping Grimes would be a package, part of a bigger package to get a better player. However, it wasn't working here. He had no value at this current time. The Knicks are ready to win now. And these two players, Burks and Bogdanovich, helped the Knicks become significantly better now. They're much deeper. They now have scoring options off the bench. Burks is a guy, as much as I don't like him, he had some success here. He's familiar with the system, with Tibbs. Tibbs likes him. He could play on the ball as a point guard, obviously off of it as a two guard, good shooter. So this move, they give up essentially nothing that was impacting them now and get better with two players who add great depth to this team.
All right, Knicks fans, what do you think? 877-337-6666. And you know, there's still time to do more, but I would think that they're done for today. Now, Randall's got to get healthy. OG's got to get healthy. But, you know, in the NBA, if you don't have spacing, you just can't win. I don't care how good you are as an individual talent. Just imagine this for a little bit. Depending upon the matchups, I get it, big, small, whatever. Brunson at the lead, right? And then you have OG in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Randall floating around, getting to his spots. And then you've got Bogdanovich, who sinks 43% of his threes. So you got OG in the corner, who's one of the best corner three-ball shooters percentage-wise in the NBA. Bogdanovich, who's one of the best three-point shooters all around. Randall, who's streaky, but obviously now with guys out guarding the line, he could do his stuff inside. And with Hardenstein as a good passer and or Mitchell hitting the rim, think about all the space that Brunson's going to now have to operate with. I like it.
Yeah.
I really do like what the Knicks just did.
Nothing not to like, but you just think it could have maybe been bigger or more.
You mean with the DeJounte Murray stuff?
Yeah, it's exactly. Or DeMar DeRozan.
Yeah.
I mean, even Brown, which I'm surprised. I thought that would be the move that they would end up making.
Yeah.
But you're getting two guys here, so I could understand why the appeal is with the Pistons.
All right. All right, the other stuff we're talking about is obviously Brock Purdy and the Super Bowl and what this means for him, what we expect from him. But Knicks fans, let's go carve out some real estate. No, you got to do that. Chris is in Flint, Michigan. What's going on, Chris?
What's going on, boys?
Hey,
how's it going? I want to tackle both these things now that this just came through with the trade.
Go for it.
But first I want to say I agree with Sal. I think Purdy is a system quarterback. I think the window should be open to analyze more. We got to see more of a sample size. But he's got this genius coach we've heard about for years, which obviously the offense works. He's got the best left tackle in football, one of the best of all time. You hit the guy, he's rattled. So I think we need to get him more of a sample size. Not to mention, I saw a stat that there's like 10 college quarterbacks making more than him on NIL deals right now, which is just baffling to me. I know he's going to get paid, but let's just get a bigger sample size. Because when I see Brock Purdy, it reminds me of when I was younger. I'm playing Madden, and here I am. I got Dallas Clark, and I'm drafting Marvin Harrison and Clinton Portis. And I'm just going to use Seneca Wallace, and we're still going to win. You know, like, it's just, he's a system quarterback, in my opinion.
Okay.
But I do want to say, let's give him more of a window. Now on the trade that just happened. I know, Sal, you said you weren't an Alec Burks fan. I get it. I remember back at that playoff game against the Hawks, he shot us out of some games. He really did. But he's also comfortable with the system. He's a 3-and-D guy. He's going to shoot threes. He's going to play some defense for you. You got rid of guys that aren't even in the rotation, that aren't playing. And Quentin Grimes, I get this whole, he still had stuff to give. But at the same time, he was firing up line drives. He had no arc on his shot, and it wasn't consistent when it came to his shooting.
Yeah, Quentin Grimes. Thanks for the call there, Chris. Quentin Grimes, to me, man, I mean, there was a point I thought the Knicks hit a home run steal where they picked him in the draft. And then you watch him play, and it just didn't fit right. And he very well might go, you know, Detroit now and see where he goes, you know, moving forward. You know, I think his qualifying option is in 2025 for 6.3. So the Pistons will retain his rights for a while. And maybe he grows into what I thought he was going to. But I feel pretty secure saying it just wasn't going to happen here. He had a move.
Yeah, and their window is now. Dude, I'm just going over the roster here trying to write this out.
It's a long roster. Deep. Dude. Mateer, go ahead. What do you got?
Starting five.
Okay.
Hartenstein, assuming health, obviously.
Sure.
Randall, OG, you go DiVincenzo?
Yes.
I mean, it's not going to be Burks. He's going to be
No, it's going to be DiVincenzo,
right,
I would
so
think.
It's not going to be Bogdanovich, I wouldn't think, either, right?
Not
right,
yet.
So it's either
not
him
yet.
Or... Well, let's go DiVincenzo.
Okay.
He's playing well here. Let's just... Now, again, I'd like to upgrade that and have DiVincenzo come back to the bench, but still, they upgraded. Brunson. So, Hartenstein, Randall, OG, DiVincenzo, and Brunson.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Hart.
Yeah.
Achiuwa.
Oh, forget it. I mean, Achiuwa, how's he going to get these minutes? Yep.
Bogdanovich.
Yep.
Burks.
Mm-hmm.
Mitch, when he comes back healthy.
Sure.
And Deuce.
I mean...
Bro, they're 12 deep.
It is a deep squad. I mean, maybe they do make another trade.
Is that 11? 1, 2, 3, 4, sounded 5,
like it was 12.
6, 7, 8,
Precious.
9, 10. I have 11 here.
You got 11?
But 11 guys who... Now, again, maybe McBride doesn't see the floor in the postseason,
mm-hmm.
which is fine, but if you had to,
yeah.
you could live with it.
I don't disagree. You can absolutely... They can mess around and do something here. You got to be healthy, though. Brandon on Staten Island, what's happening, B? How are you today?
I'm good. I'm a big fan of your show. I'm calling to talk about the trade. I like this trade for the Knicks. It brings Alec Burks, I'm a huge fan of, and the other guy we got, I don't know how to say his name.
Bogdanovich. I think it's fine. Oh, Bogdanovich. Yeah. Four syllables. Bogdanovich.
But, and I like, he's a good three-point shooter, and I think both of those players will help us, especially in the playoffs, and that's pretty much it. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. No, thank you for the call there. Now, I know that we're all wrapped up in, you know, top four seeds, and hell, I mean, we're obviously thinking much bigger than that. You know, two seed, can we mess around and steal that?
Well,
certainly.
They could.
No, I know. My point, though, the way this team is now built, even if Brunson doesn't play the rest of the first half, and he might not, and OG's out another couple of weeks, and Randall's back, you know, in a month, and they just lose 7 of 12. I mean, it's not inconceivable that they could have caught a losing streak here. It's just not. They're very banged up. This Knicks roster is what I love about this team now, is the kind of team that could win anywhere. They could go into a tough venue, and with the ballers, like guys with the toughness, the shooting, like they're not, there's no gimmicks now. The Knicks could roll into, I really believe, any venue and win. A series.
I have a question. I know we got a break here behind. I have a question about the Knicks and what this could mean as far as regular season goes.